It's really important. It's really important that we pray. In the way that I read the Word of God, Jesus said that my house will be called a house of prayer for the nations. When I came here as your pastor, this decision to pray on Wednesday nights, some didn't like and they didn't choose to do it. It was worth the cost for me. Amen. Not to push anybody away, but to be a house of prayer. And y'all show up each and every Wednesday night, and I'm proud of you. It's awesome. Let's continue to pray. Let's continue to press in. Let's continue to push forward. If you have your Bibles, this message is just a reminder tonight, okay? I'm not likely going to share anything that you don't already know. But my goal, we leak, okay? Oh, yeah. That's why I'm going to share what I'm going to share. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Paul writes a final word. Be weak in the Lord. That's not what it says, is it? Y'all were paying attention. Nope. Be strong in the Lord. You know what? I'm glad mom and dad aren't here tonight. When I was a kid, I used to go and flex in the mirror, you know, and I remember mom's got a picture of me. I had this, I know it was rated R or whatever, a Rambo band on my head, and I was tough stuff. I don't aspire to be weak. Who aspires to be weak? You want to be strong. You want to be good at something, right? Paul says, be strong in the Lord, not weak, and in his mighty power. But to be strong in the Lord, you do have to be humble. And meek. That doesn't mean that you're a doormat for everybody. That means that you understand who you are and you understand who he is. That's what humility and meekness to me is about. That we understand who we are. We're nothing without him. But with him, the sky's the limit. Be strong in the Lord. I'm getting a call from another pastor. That's cool. Should I answer it? I wonder what time they have church. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. God has mighty power. Again, by way of reminder, let there be light. And there was light. Out of nothing, he created the universe, all the galaxies, out of nothing. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Verse 11, put on all of God's armor, so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. You know the devil has some strategies. And some of you have learned some of his strategies in your life. And you've learned how to navigate some of those. Like, well, I think this is the enemy. No, I need to... You've learned some of those. He's been doing it a long, long time. But Paul says, put on all of God's armor, not just some of it. Put on all of God's armor so that you'll be able to stand. I don't like getting knocked down. Paul says, so that you can stay standing. Verse 12, for here's the reminder. Okay, well, I guess in reality, all of it can be a reminder. But it, with all of the going on. You get on Facebook and just the political stuff, and then the protest and riot stuff, which may or may not be political completely. Look at the reminder tonight. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies. There is a spiritual power behind them. The spirit of Antichrist. Satan. You know, oh, I just can't stand it when they do that. You know what I'm talking about? All of us probably know. Hang on, Chad. I don't fight against flesh and blood. This is a spiritual battle, right? For we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly realms. Wow. But earlier I was reminded, I didn't go look it up, but do you remember when, good gravy, Chad. Elijah was on the mountain. It was a showdown. He said, the God who's God answers by fire. Today he's going to answer by fire. He put it all on the line. That was not a mustard seed of faith. That was a whole barrel. He said, you 450 prophets, you're going down. God's bigger than you are. God's bigger than the power behind you. And so no matter what we come against, we need to remember that there might be flesh and blood involved. What's in the bag, Jan? Oh, sorry, never mind. Puppets. They're just puppets in reality. So why don't we be God's puppets? That's part of the reason why we're supposed to be filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, is so that we've said, okay, God, I'll let you use me however you want. And he says, okay, now I can do something. We yield to him, and we have to learn to continue to yield and continue to yield, right? Not fighting against flesh and blood. Verse 13, therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so that you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of battle. In reality, we're in a battle often, aren't we? If not all the time. Someone has said that the battleground is in the mind, but it's more than that as well. It's around us. The thing is, the enemy wants to knock you off your feet. The enemy wants to surprise you. He wants to do it subtly. He wants to, any way that he can, he wants to knock you down and take you out so that God doesn't look as good as he really is. Put on every piece of God's armor so that you can resist the enemy. You know that we don't have anything to resist the enemy in and of ourselves? We need God. We need his armor. So that we can be standing firm. Verse 14, stand your ground. I wonder if we give up too much. Or too fast, yeah. Okay, well, I'm tired, I'm weak, and I'm nobody. But we're somebody with him. And I've told some of you that you've heard this story. Years ago, when we were youth pastoring in Kansas City, my kids seemed to get sick every Wednesday. That was our Sunday, you know, as youth pastors, that's your big day. And it seemed like a long time. And my wife wasn't able to go with me, and I finally got fed up with it. I finally understood what was going on. So I decided I'm going to stand my ground. I said, Emily, get them ready. We're going to church tonight in Jesus' name. And that was the end of it. After that, no more Wednesdays of being sick. Nope. We've made up our mind. This is our decision. We're standing our ground. We're going to church and doing what God's called us to do. Sometimes you're just saying no to what's behind that. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth. Okay, we're talking about the armor. The belt of truth, putting on the belt of truth. The belt holds things together, right? It's there to help hold things in place. And in reality, us telling the truth, being truthful, loving the truth of God's word, not loving injustice, but loving the truth, that's a great thing in our life. And that knowing the truth, loving the truth, telling the truth, it helps hold everything else together. Here he says, mentions the body armor of God's righteousness, or the breastplate of righteousness. That breastplate, that plate that would cover the vital organs. When you see officers, a SWAT team, they have what kind of armor? It's a bulletproof vest. Where does it go? Right here. They're going to make it if they get shot in the leg or the arm, but they might not make it if they get shot here in the vital areas, right? I love it because the breastplate covers our heart and any of those other vital organs, and it's good for us to remember and understand that our righteousness only comes from the Lord. And I love the picture of us trading with Jesus. We're giving him our yuckiness, our unrighteousness, and saying, here, it isn't much. Who would want it? I don't. And I'll take what you've got for me. And we do a trade. Wonderful. Wonderful. So we are righteous because of Christ, because of what he did, and we put that on as if it was armor guarding our hearts. Amen? Verse 15, for shoes put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. Anybody wear shoes tonight? We do not have a sign that says no shirt, no shoes, no service. I did have an experience one time. I took some teenagers. One teenager to knock on some doors, and this young lady. I don't know. She was in her mid-20s, I think. She asked us a question. She wanted to try to stump us. She said, "What would you have done? What would you do if I came to your church completely undressed?" We would ask you to put something on or help you find something. And she was floored by my answer. I guess she thought that Christians would tell her to make her leave. Anyway. It was just a tactic to try to derail me. So if somebody comes that way, find something as fast as you can, okay? And let them come in. If they don't have shoes, that's okay. But these shoes these shoes here are special shoes. These are shoes that we have because we've got peace with God. These are shoes that also help us to share the gospel with others. Paul said elsewhere in 1 Corinthians, I want to say chapter 15, that how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. And don't you want your feet to be part of that? Feet that take good news. Feet that bring good news. Feet that carry life-changing information for somebody else. Verse 16, in addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. He's shooting them at you. I don't know if it's a blow dart or what it is. The shield of faith. Get it up there. Faith says, no. I believe in Jesus and he's greater than you. My faith is in Christ. I'm in his hands. So no, I won't stand for it. I won't allow it in my family. We've got to take a stand, church. Maybe we need to start taking a stand in prayer of this junk that's going on in our nation. Because it's not flesh. The origin's not in with people. Again, they're just puppets. They're just being led. So on the opposite side of that, let us be led by the Spirit of the living God to do what we're called to do and to be who we're called to be and to combat that stuff in prayer and by the power of the Holy Spirit. The shield of faith can stop those fiery darts. They can't penetrate it. Isn't that cool? That's beneficial. Thank you, Jesus. He gives us some armor. He gives us some tools. Verse 17, put on salvation as your helmet. I like this one. I mentioned the battleground of the mind. Some of the time is we have to remind ourselves, wait a second, I'm saved. I shouldn't act like that. I shouldn't think like that. I'm saved. I love Jesus. What's going on in there? Hey, cut it out. No. Stop thinking that way. It's okay to stop and tell yourself that sometimes when you have some stinking thinking going on. It's okay. Say, shut up. Who are you talking to? Don't worry about it. Just talking to myself. Somebody told me it's okay to talk to yourself. It's okay to answer yourself. The problem is when you say, huh? Oh, goodness. Verse 18. I love the scripture right here. Pray in the Spirit at all times. I could do better there. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Pray in the Spirit. I'm challenging you. Let's pray more in the Spirit this week and see what God does. Let's pray more in the Holy Spirit, in our heavenly prayer language, that language that the Holy Spirit has given you. Let's pray in that language more often this week. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Stay alert. Stand your ground. Stay standing. Keep the gloves on, as many of you have heard me say before. Don't take them off. I remember a classmate in Bible school. We were talking about the armor of God. Yeah, you got to put the armor on every day. And one guy challenged that thought, and he said, what are you talking about? I just don't take it off. Okay, wise guy. But I knew what he was saying. by faith, let's walk with the armor on. Remember, faith is one of those pieces. It's a shield. And it guards and protects us. Even if we didn't have a helmet or a breastplate on, that faith would stop the darts, right? But thank you, Jesus, we do. We have all those pieces. I skipped some. Yeah, I did. Verse 17, let's go back there if you would. I wondered if I didn't, and it finally dawned on me. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Okay, this is not for you to hit people with. I mean, unless you absolutely have to. But use it. When they say something contrary to the word, you can throw the scripture out there. Yeah, well, I believe God's word. He says, you know, we should love, we should be gracious, we should be kind, self-controlled. Excuse me. Last resort, you hit them with it. Okay? Last resort. I'm sorry. The cool thing is the word of God is powerful and active, alive and active. And in reality, you hitting them upside the head, it's going to be skin deep. But you leave them with a nugget of truth that the Holy Spirit can use, that'll dig down deep. More than you could ever do in the flesh. Okay? Because the Spirit can't be brought about by the flesh. Right? So, Lord, we thank you for this reminder tonight in your word. We don't fight against flesh and blood. We fight against rulers and principalities and powers. And God, we're no match for them, but you are. And we look to you. We look to you, God. You are our hope. You are our vision. You are our salvation. You are our righteousness. You are our future. And you are our every day. And Lord, we thank you. We ask that you would fill us up to overflowing, God, that we might pray in the Spirit on all occasions. And that, God, you would use us to dismantle those powers that influence the flesh and our flesh. God, would you get the glory through our lives? Thank you for your anointing. Help us to stand our ground. Help us, Father God, to stay standing, to recognize the schemes and the techniques of the enemy. And God, help us to glorify you at every step, at every turn, with every thought, with every word. And Lord, we give you all the praise. Lord, go with your people and empower them this week to pray in the Spirit, to look ahead, to look out for those things that are coming our way, that God, we would be prepared for them, and that God, you already know about it. And we just thank you, and we just trust you, God. We are in your hands. And Lord, we give you all the praise today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It is so great.